This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
That's coming up with Stephanopoulos. It's been plugged all over the place, and there's a lot of conversation about what's going to come out in his book. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I say that on this road we take, we talk about what's buzzing in your backyard and mine, and that includes not just what's going on with Comey, but also what else is going on in Washington, D.C., So as we move from place to place, we've got somebody on from D.C. with us now. I'm not sure. Is this Justin Duckham?
Oh, no. No, it's Tom Squitieri.
Tom, that's right. I'm sorry. This morning was very early when I got your email for me. I think I just went to bed. So it's always good to have you on. And, of course, you cover the Pentagon, and there's a lot happening at the Pentagon. Tell us the latest on some of what we talked about just the other day. We were talking about North Korea. We were talking about things escalating when it comes to Russia. Is there any conversation about that? What's the latest?
Sure. Well, on North Korea, let's start with the good news first. North Korea, the talks between U.S. and North Korean officials about a possible summit are continuing, and they're making progress. As I may have said earlier, but it's worth repeating, the North Koreans seem very eager to have this summit. They, they are not complaining at all about the U.S.-South Korean war games that are going on right now. Usually they call them provocative, threatening, et cetera. They make a big stink out of it, nothing, not a peep at all. Second, they have agreed to talk about denuclearizing the peninsula. Now, their definition is different than what the U.S. definition is of that, but nevertheless, they're using the same language and discussing it without any preconditions. So that's good. The third and most interesting part about that is they want to have the summit in the capital of North Korea, which, of course, I think is really an amusing idea that will not happen most likely because I don't think the Secret Service is going to be afraid to go in there and examine the North Korean capital for safety and security prior to any summit. But it looks like it's on track for late May or early June. That's the good news on that, and that's positive. Two sides talking. Now there's a stand down for the moment of military action against Syria. This comes because the acknowledgement that the United States and its allies really don't know who did the poison gas, what kind of gas it was, et cetera. France maintains it has evidence directly linking the Assad regime to the gas, but it hasn't been shown to the world and perhaps not shown to the United States. The big development today seems to be that in the United Nations, Sweden came up with an idea to create this fact-finding commission that would go in, ascertain what happened, and more broadly determine if Syria still has chemical weapons. If so, what the UN should do about it. That would be interesting because if that does take place, and that would give both the United States and Russia a face-saving way to back away from the saber rattling that's been going on. So that's the update on those two major international issues.
Mm. Yeah, how about this? And again, we're talking with Tom Squitieri, who is from Talk Media News, and he covers the Pentagon. The confirmation hearing set for Mike Pompeo for Secretary of State and Gina Haspel for Director of the CIA. So is it kind of rocky? Is it chaotic?
Yeah.
Is it calm? I bet it's rocky.
Yeah, I mean, Pompeo really came under scrutiny today by Democrats and some Republicans on the committee. as they said, they tried to, Pompeo tried to exchange a snarl for a smile as he made his case to be the Secretary of State. But, you know, he said some of the right things. He was hoping for a diplomatic solution in North Korea, thought the Iranian deal could still be saved. But he also, you know, he also wouldn't yield at all when there's questions about, well, would he oppose President Trump if he thought President Trump was making the wrong decision, that type of thing. He said that he would give his best advice, but you know, he's not going to tell in advance what he may do. He also wouldn't talk about his conversation to Robert Mueller, the special counsel investigating any Russian role in 2016 election. He said he didn't have to do that because the hearing today for his nomination was about foreign policy and not about that. So he really tried to walk the thin line. When he was a Republican congressman, he was a sort of a Tea Party member, and he was really not liked by a lot of Democrats and some Republicans. So he had that obstacle to overcome. Now, it's going to be a close vote right now because Rand Paul, who's on the committee, the Republicans only have one vote edge, 11 to 10 on that committee. He's already said he's not going to vote for him. So then they're going to need some Democrats to help get that nomination out of the committee.
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, you threw this in, and you might not know this or not, but we talk some sports here on this show. And
oh,
of course,
I do that.
Okay. NBC. Yeah, I do NBC Sports Radio on the weekend. I have a weekend show that's on for people listening. They know this, I think, 3 to 6 Eastern, and it's on Sirius XM 205. So, of course, I'm talking about the hockey playoffs, basketball playoffs, and there you are in the nation's capital, and you've got the Capitals who just lost tonight, and then you got the Wizards that are starting up their series. There's a lot of interest in both of those teams, I would imagine.
Yeah, there are. You know, the Capitals lost in overtime, which I'm not laughing at them so much as laughing at what happened. The Washington Capitals fans have this fatalistic approach to the Capitals because for the last 2 years, let's say they won the President's Cup, which, as you know, means they've won the most points during the regular season. In both seasons, they were ousted in the second round by the Pittsburgh Penguins. So this year, they didn't win the President's Cup. They won the division after not being projected to do so. So fans in D.C. thought, well, maybe this is the year since it's a different scenario. And they started out tonight, they did pretty well. They had a 5-minute major penalty called on Columbus. I don't know if you saw that. It was a pretty bad hit from the behind.
Yes.
So,
yeah.
That 5-minute major gave the Capitals a chance to score two goals on a power play situation. So then they were up by two goals, and then Columbus came back to tie and win in overtime. So that was pretty. That's good. I can just imagine that. I saw the faces of some of the fans leaving this evening. Not very happy. For the Wizards, they're in the eighth seed. Not much is expected of them now. They just can't seem to have a consistent pattern. I think that the hockey playoffs this year are going to be particularly exciting with the Las Vegas team, the first expansion team to go and win its division. And it's the first time they won a shutout game last night over a non-expansion team. Now, you know,
crazy.
This should be a better night. So, you know, that's a pretty great start for an expansion team in their first year.
It is.
I'm pretty happy for them. That's good quality hockey. What do you think?
I agree.
How are you looking at those playoffs?
Listen, I love the I think the Predators are going to be really tough to stop. So I'm
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246-9646. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, bad to the bone. I broke 1,000 hearts before I met you. I'll break 1,000 more, baby, before I am through. I wanna be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone. Rich woman.
everybody listening to America Tonight. Andy is off. Apparently, he is barefoot having fun and swimming with the sharks at Bonita Springs. So we got John in the house. John, say hello to everybody.
Hello to everybody.
I love it when a man does exactly what I ask him to do. You have to realize that that's such a rare thing, John, in my life.
You only get one, Kate. You only get one.
But here's what I want to know. And everybody that's listening in Portland, people are listening to us in the great state of Florida, all over the state, but in Sarasota, et cetera, because we get a ton of emails from there. And we're going to go to the mailbag in a second. John, you need to tell us what's going on with the weather in Minneapolis, because I heard you might get a blizzard. Is that true? You're going to get snow and a blizzard and all this other crazy stuff?
Yeah, we're supposedly supposed to get dumped on about 10 to 12 inches, so they say. So we'll see.
Welcome to spring.
Yeah, April isn't spring here anymore. It's a winter month now.
Wow. All right. So the good news for John is when he gets off the air, he can probably batten the hatches when he goes home. But this storm is supposed to be cold, heavy snow in the northern plains, upper Midwest. Some places could get up to 20 inches of snow. They're talking about wind gusts, 50 miles an hour. Rapid City, South Dakota is going to be brutal. I used to live in Nebraska. Nebraska is going to get slammed. And Minneapolis, Minnesota. The rest of Minnesota, too, western Minnesota, worse than Minneapolis, St. Paul. But flights in and out of Minneapolis, St. Paul are probably going to be delayed or canceled by, you know, on Saturday. They're probably going to be canceled. So that is insane to think of that. I mean, listen, I lived all over the Midwest. I get it. But I don't know. That seems like it's pretty late in the season to be talking about that. All right, speaking of that, a few of you said something about the weather. So on that note, we're going to flip this to the mailbag.
Mail time. Mail
time. Mail time. The mail is here.
And how perfect. I got this from Buddy, who is listening to us in Nebraska. And he says, Kate, I think I've heard you say you started your career in a little town in Nebraska. You should be glad you don't live here now. We are supposed to get slammed with the white stuff, and it is going to be very cold. They're also talking about thunderstorms that are going to be pretty nasty, ice storms. So it sounds like pretty much from the weather people, anything that could possibly happen to us that's hellish-like weather-wise, we're going to prepare for, whether it's large hail, high winds, tons of the white stuff. Brutal. You should be glad, once again, you do not live in Nebraska. What was the name of the town that you lived in? Kearney, Nebraska. I worked for NTV. It was called Nebraska Television. And that was my first job ever I worked in Philly, and then my first on-air job was in television, and it was there, and the people were great. I still love the people there. They treated me like I was like their daughter. It was awesome. But you did deal with a lot of crazy things. That's where I learned about tornadoes. I mean, there were so many tornadoes that happened. It was, it was brutal, brutal. All right, let's move on to someone else who says this. This would be Big Bob. Hi, Kate. I don't want to get confused with everyone else, so I gave you the big in front of the Bob, if you know what I mean. That's what the people in my city call me. I'm an insurance salesman. And probably anybody listening would even know me by Big Bob. So here's the thing. Do you think this Comey book is exaggerated? And this is more of a tease than anything with teeth in it. What are we going to hear in this big-time interview that keeps getting promoted all over the place? My wife is watching TV, and I'm constantly hearing about Comey, 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 Comey. You know, hard to say, because I don't have, I'm not privy to a copy of the book early. In fact, I get a lot of those books early, but they didn't send them out early. I still may get one before it's on the shelves on Tuesday, but they're waiting till after this interview, or for most people anyway. So it's supposed to be a tell-all book about his handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation and all the interactions he had with President Trump. And Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth, Lies, and Leadership, is supposed to be on the bookshelves, like I said, on Tuesday. But apparently, with what we understand that's in there, Trump, he compares Trump to a mob boss, and he says, you know, loyalty oaths. He wanted people to take loyalty oaths, and he says that Trump is, you know, creates this cocoon of alternative realities that he was wrapping around everybody that worked for him. And I guess there's a lot of details of the encounters with some of the Washington elite, Democrats and Republicans, the cabinet, you know, all that kind of stuff. And he takes some shots at him. He says that his leadership is transactional, ego-driven, and about personal loyalty. So that's what it sounds like. There's a lot of. And then some of the other things about his wife and relationships and some of that other rumor stuff that happened. So I don't know. I don't, I mean, of course, to sell a book, there's got to be something salacious in it or something that's going to get people to want to know what's in it. But, you know, it's interesting, speaking of that and speaking of this interview that's coming up, in the meantime, what really was a big story, and some of you sent me emails. In fact, I got an email from Joseph, one from Patrick, and one from Sam. I love that. That could be like the name of a band, right? Joseph, Sam, Patrick. Anyway, in various forms, I'll just go with Sam. Sam says, Katie Kate, so how about this stuff about the doorman who got paid a whole bunch of money to rat on Donald Trump and apparently tell some salacious sort of details about, you know, about the Trumpster, but did anything come of it, this National Enquirer thing? They're denying it, and then yet this Dino guy signed a $30,000 contract with American media a couple years ago, and a couple of months into the campaign gave some exclusive rights to the story. It included a $1 million penalty if he told a story to anyone else without their permission. Do you know much more about this deal that was struck? I do. So this story blew up, and what the deal is this guy was a former doorman at Trump Tower, and he told, the idea was he had this story about Trump, and he sold the rights to the National Enquirer, or the parent company of the National.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn her music on you.
All right, so we're going to zig and zag in a couple of different directions here on ATN and give you the haps of what's probably going on in your neighborhood, what people are talking about. Obviously, the Comey thing, if you're interested in another one of these books. And Comey's book supposedly says that Trump is untethered to the truth, untethered to unethical and untethered to truth. So you may see a bunch of statements like that in it, and I think he'll make a splash and maybe sell some books, but just like we've seen before. So that's what happens. There's the big buildup for it, what the book promises, but what will the book deliver? That's the thing. Is it going to deliver anything that's going to be so utterly shocking? We're going to be blown away, right? All right, in the meantime, while you were sleeping, here's a couple of other things that happened. I found out that alcohol takes X amount of years off of your life, right? It's crazy because you go to Europe and they say, no. We start kids with a glass of wine when they're kids, and it, look what it does physically to them and helps them. It's good. They're not saying they're drinking tons of wine, but if they just have a glass of wine... So now, supposedly, we're drinking too much and it's cutting us short of our lifespan. We're cutting our lifespan short. So they say even the most casual drinkers among us that are following the recommendations, we're still not in a good space. The University of Cambridge analyzed about 600,000 drinkers around the world. Their findings showed that the U.S. recommendation for alcohol is too high and could be leading to the shorter life expectancies, like I mentioned, and it should be lowered. They say that the study shows that drinking alcohol at levels that were believed to be safe is actually linked with, again, earlier deaths. The study urged countries to change their recommendations to no more than 100 grams of alcohol per week. That would be 7 drinks in the U.S. 7 drinks in a week. And they say that's better. So Wow. And then they even gave years for what it would cut down, what they believe it would cut down. If you have 350 grams a week, it shortens your life by 5 years. I don't know. Get that extra beer or two in. Are you cutting yourself short? Are you messing with the abacus of life and trying to figure out how much you got left of it? This study also showed, didn't just blame the U.S. Cambridge didn't just blame the U.S. They also said Spain, Portugal, and Italy have recommended limits nearly 50% higher than the 100-gram threshold. And the study used self-reported alcohol consumption across the 19 high-income countries. So 50% of the participants admitted to drinking more than 100 grams. Now, here is the crummy part of this. So this is what's crummy. What does it mean? The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say, listen, excessive alcohol use leads to heart disease, stroke, and cancer. Well, none of you listening to me want that, of course. And they also came up with this deal that one in six Americans binge drink weekly, downing about 7 drinks an outing. Whew, 7 drinks an outing? I got to tell you, 7 drinks, I could not do 7 drinks an outing. I mean, no. But I know there are people, certainly, that can. I mean, I think there's kind of two waves of people. There's the casual drinker, and then there's the partier, the person that they drink more. And maybe it's a couple of days packed in, and it's not spread out through the week. But in what I've seen, the people that I come across or people I know, it really goes into that. Or else, there's 3 categories. I know people, they just don't drink because they came from alcoholics or they grew up with alcoholics. They don't want to even go near alcohol, but they're fine with other people drinking. Or they are just definitely casual, or they're definitely more of kind of what I would call the party person. So it's interesting, that study, but 600,000 people and then admitting what kind of consumption they had. So 7 drinks a week. All right, here's something else that's been talked about, and maybe it's just my childhood, but the Sandlot cast is reunited 25 years later, and they played baseball. So I love this. For the 25th anniversary of this movie, they did get together for a bit on the Today Show, and it included, you know, Bertram, Repeat, DeNunez, you know, gosh, the Jet. I'm just trying to think of some of the names off the top of my head. I watched it. And Squints. And I love it that they were, you know, they were out there hamming it up. 25 years after the movie was released. Very cool. They look very different, I have to say. And if you didn't see it, you can catch it. It's all over, you know, just whatever search engine you have. You can go and search it, and you'll find it. And it's pretty cool. Somebody sent me a text to go and look at it, so I knew to look for that. But that was a movie. I love that movie. I love the theme in that movie. I love the kids in that movie. Someone said, oh, that's like a guy movie. I don't think it's a guy movie. I thought it was relatable across the board. I don't think it was just a guy movie. So people were kind of buzzing about that, right? They, you know, absolutely they were. And how about this? I love this story. Speaking of Sandlot, I read a story today, and I want to say it was like in the USA Today. You know, because I read so much, and I want to say that's where I found it. And I think my pal Tom Shad wrote it, but that's why I came across it. But anyway, his story was about this fourth grade student that skipped school to go to the Cubs home opener, went to Wrigley Field with a sign that said, "Skipping school, don't tell Principal Verse Lewis." And then the student, a kid named Tucker Steckman, ran into the principal at the game, ran into the principal was on the sign that he was holding up. He told the newspaper that he called in sick to attend the Cubs game, but it seems that the principal called in sick to go to the Cubs game as well. So isn't that interesting? The Cubs lost to the Pirates, by the way, on opening day 8-5, but I think it's funny that the kid had this awesome-looking sign that said, you know, don't tell the principal. And then, boom, it's one of those gotcha moments. Hey, by the way, we're here, too. So we're skipping. It's just so clever that they had that ready. But they had no idea that he was going to be there. But sure enough, voila. Meanwhile, we zip over to technology for odds and ends. And how about this? Nearly 1 in 10 Americans have deleted their Facebook accounts. Remember, Facebook has a ton of people who are faithful to them. But when you say 1 in 10, they're deleting the Facebook accounts because of privacy concerns. That's why. They don't want their data taken away. And remember, Mark Zuckerberg just testified on the Hill, and they're taking it a little bit. People are trying to find other ways to connect, and there are certainly other streams of social media where you could do it. It's just that Facebook is so easy, and a lot of people are used to it. But I would say, Zuckerberg, one more bad breach of any sort, and that number will just kill that company. I think you'll see that more people will abandon ship, because I actually think that number is kind of small. But I think it would change should there be any more problems, right? And the playoffs are going on, and it's interesting. The NHL sent, I think, a pretty chilling message with the suspension of Drew Doughty. And the reason why is because of an illegal check to the head of a Vegas Golden Knight forward, William Carrier, that could have sent him into another world. So there were complaints about not having those kind of checks, and of course they're not supposed to, but you know, this Doughty just went for the jugular, and you know, was suspended because of it. And some people think that it's wrong that he actually hit his arm, Carrier's arm, first on the hit. So that's not an illegal blow to the head. Because one of the things about hockey, it's kind of the dirty little secret, as much as we talk about football and CTE and concussions, how often do you think concussions are going on in the NHL, especially with those rough checks? And especially if it's an illegal blow to the head, they should be calling it. I looked at the tape and it didn't look good. So he gets a suspension, although some people think it's surprising that it's the playoffs, he shouldn't have been suspended. We're going to the movies next here on ATN.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
And we're going to take you to the movies because, you know, if I need to chill my head, meaning I need to chillax, I will go to the movies. I haven't actually been to the movies in a while. It's probably been, I don't know, 6 weeks. It's been a while since I've been to the movies. Busy like all of you. But there may be a couple that I would be interested in. We're going to look at Borg versus McEnroe, Rampage, and Beirut. I lived through, as a kid, Borg versus McEnroe, a really little kid. I remember my grandfather watching the trials and tribulations between these two superstars. So here's a snippet of that great 80s tennis rivalry between the icy, steely Borg and the volatile John McEnroe. Check it out.
It's the perfect rivalry, the baseline player and the net rusher.
Tennis ear and honey throat, boxed under which disappointment.
Mr. Borg, how does it feel knowing you could make history if you win your fifth Wimbledon?
No special feelings. Just funny.
Standing between Borg and that record is you. You and Borg are as different as two people could possibly be.
Is he backstage or something? Is he like jump out of the cage?
McEnroe is the bigger talent. But playing Borg is like being hit by a sledgehammer.
I mean, it does.
You best.
That's right.
Imagine.
respond to Nakamura's comment from before the tournament that Borg the machine will soon break down.
I'm just like anybody else. I'm not a machine. Finns ingen rätta match. Men folk verkar tro det. In i skiten, Björn. Du är en stjärna, Björn.
Det är inte lätt för någon av oss, Björn.
The ball's on the line! Chuck's walk along!
You don't understand what the f*** takes to play tennis.
Shut up!
But people, you know, I go out there and I give everything for this game? Everything. Everything you need gets left out on that court. And none of you understand it because none of you do it.
Maestro. Maestro. Malika. Maintenant, la planète entière attend que cette géante fasse la rentrée. Comme tout le record.
Borg versus McEnroe. It is 1 hour 47 minutes. Shia LaBeouf plays McEnroe, and I'm not sure who plays Borg, but it's actually who plays Borg is Sverre Gudnason, if I can say that name correctly. Actually, it looks pretty interesting. It got 7 on IMDb. It got 7 out of 10. Stars. I like the story. Sports movies are tough, and this is coming from someone who likes sports. You know, my three things, right? Business, politics, and sports. But this does look pretty interesting. If you know anything about the rivalry, it would be worth a look, I would say. And if nothing else, just kind of put it on your radar for streaming when it gets out of the theaters. We'll see how it does. I don't think it's going to blow away box office numbers or anything like that. I'll be curious about this next one. The Rock. Everything he touches turns to gold. This time, it's about a big ape. You got it. And it's called Rampage. Check it out.
It's weird. You like hanging out with animals more than people.
Yeah, well, animals get me. I rescued George when he was 2 years old. George never would have survived on his own.
He definitely trusts you.
Last night, George was 7 feet and weighed 500 pounds. George, you okay, buddy? You're scared. It's okay. This morning, he's 9 feet, pushing 1,000. What's happening to my friend?
Are you familiar with genetic editing? Changes will be incredibly unpredictable.
Is he the only one?
Oh, you didn't know about the 30-foot wolf? Of the day, huh? Science experiments falling from the sky.
Having George on that plane is a big mistake.
I think we'll be all right.
Let's go save the world. It's coming back to me. You have to evacuate Chicago. George didn't ask for this. They're going to put him down. That's not happening.
River.
I was just thinking, the only thing that's missing right now is a giant crocodile.
All right, so you got it. You heard about, kind of the ape gets bigger, and then, of course, there's the whole attack, the city, and The Rock trying to figure out what to do. Rampage. Big meets bigger is the tagline. Gets a 6 out of 10 on IMDb. I read a couple of reviews about it. This might not be a gold moment for The Rock. This next one, John Hamm stars in, and I'm kind of interested in it because I like suspense and mystery, intrigue, and, of course, wrap in the politics. It's called Beirut.
I was raised as an only child with two people who basically hated each other just enough to stay together. So I guess you could say I've been mediating since well before I was born. Years before I heard the term mutually assured destruction, I was very familiar with it growing up in that house.
Mason Francis Skiles, 45 years old. 10 years ago, he was deputy chief of mission here until his wife was killed.
It's damaged goods, but he's manageable.
Maybe one of you can tell me what I'm doing here.
3 nights ago, an American was pulled off the street in West Beirut. The next morning, we got a communique from a group calling itself the Militia of Islamic Liberation. They have the guy they want to talk. They want you to broker the deal.
They asked for you specifically.
Your friend Cal, he's a hostage.
Cal's the head of all Mideast operations.
He talks. You may be waiting for bodies to pile up on the embassy sidewalk.
What does he want me to do?
You're an experienced negotiator. Negotiate.
What?
I will track Al Araile for the return of my brother, Rafael Borajan.
Give me a meeting in Israel.
Munich Olympics, Madrid, flight 305, 46 men. All of this, Rafid Abu Rajan.
Is this about you looking for the man who killed your wife?
If they can't find your brother, you're going to have to come up with an alternative.
This is alternative.
He's given us 6 hours to deliver the brother.
He's hiding. He's been driven so deep his own people don't know where he is.
Right now there's a hell of a lot of unprotected pieces in the field.
Do you think they want to save Cal, or do you think they want to save the information?
That's an ugly question.
Clearly the monsters have taken over Lebanon. Something needs to be done.
We give Israel the keys to the city?
I need to see Cal. And it's impossible. It's only impossible if he's dead.
2,000 years of revenge, vendetta, murder. Welcome to Beirut.
All right, so welcome to Beirut. That's John Hamm. Rosamund Pike also stars in this, and it's a civil war. CIA operatives have to send a former diplomat to negotiate for the life of a friend he left behind. Sounds interesting. I'll catch it streaming, perhaps. That's it for our movie review, and that's it for this hour. Thanks for listening to America Tonight.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.